Hi there. All right, come on up. I got a bag with some cool stuff in here, but I got to find my notebook in here. Been a while since I've been up here talking to you guys. Good to see you again. So one of the things I noticed this morning in the bulletin, I was given the scriptures we're going to do beforehand, Isaiah, James, and Matthew. And the ones we read today were not there. I was like, oh man, what am I going to do now? I'm going to punt. Actually, it's going to be okay. So I'm going to ask you guys whether you know what this means, and then the adults, I want you to raise your hand if you know what this means. The proof is in the pudding. Yep, the adults know what that means. The proof is in the pudding. Huh? A stitch in time saves 9. Hey, you guys know that one too, yeah. How about this? Well, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed. Yeah, you got that one. And another one is penny wise and pound foolish. Right? So you're looking at going, I've never heard any of those things before, but a lot of these adults out here have heard that, they know what it means, and like the one, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed, that even made him laugh, right? Because it's funny to them, it's not funny to you. Nobody here laughed. It's amazing. Okay, so those to you are words without meaning. So I'm going to go back a few years. So I grew up about 600 miles away from here in a little town called San Francisco. And actually, it's a huge city, and it's a really cool place to grow up. And the house that I grew up in was built in 1913, which is over 100 years old. And back when that house was built, they didn't even have electricity in the houses. They had gas lights. That's how old that place was. So before 1913, in that neighborhood, there was an amusement park. You guys know what that means? Like Disneyland, except smaller. And they had this big thing called the Chutes. And they took these boats, and they put them up this huge slide with lots and lots of water, and they get a bunch of people inside there, and they would go down the big slide, like that, and across this 5-foot-deep pool. And that was right where my house was at that I grew up in. That's pretty cool. So I used to dig with my friend Eugene in the backyard. Anybody ever dig holes just for the fun of it? We did that a lot. And we hit this layer, and we never quite knew what that was because I didn't know at the time that there was an amusement park there. If I had known, and my friend Eugene had known that there was an amusement park there, we would have had an excavation site on the whole thing. I know. We would have just had archaeology, you know, because we would have really enjoyed that. Oh, speaking of which, I wanted to show you some of the things that I had. So this is something from when I was like 17, and it means nothing to you, but there's lots of stories behind that one. That's part of the camp that I worked at when I was a teenager. You can pass that around there. Take a look at it. It's got some cool things on there. This here, there we go, California. You guys ever see that? My wife Witherly never got one because you couldn't go to the rack and get Witherly off the rack. You could get Brad off the rack. And then there's this, and I got this when I was probably about 4 years old. And what do you guys think that is? It's a little bank, right? And somehow I got broken on the bottom. I probably needed the money really bad for candy. But this wasn't Thomas the Tank. You might be thinking that. This is the little engine that could. I think I can. I was like 4 or 5 years old when I got that one. Pretty cool. So I like old things. I like the old house I grew up in. I wish I had known about that treasure that was in my own backyard. And that's kind of how I look at scripture, is that that's the treasure in your own backyard. You're like, what? What are you talking about? So we want to dig into the truth. And the book of Proverbs, which is in the Old Testament, the older part of the Bible, says, Proverbs, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you and turn your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it, that's the important thing I want to pull out, look for it as for silver and as search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So that's like got some searching and hunting, almost like a treasure hunter type thing, right? But you could be like the person who like, well, yeah, I didn't know about that, but you do. So Christmas time's the time when it's about the birth of the baby Jesus. But he grew up and he became a man, and he was not just any ordinary man. He was amazing, the best man ever, because he was God incarnate. And he told a lot of stories that had a lot of meaning in them. So I've got a homework assignment for you guys to do, but I hate to call it. How about treasure seeking? I've got some treasure seeking I want you guys to do this week. And you're going to remember this. And if you have little kids, remember this for them. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Read the whole thing. And in it, Jesus tells six different little stories that all have meaning associated with them. That's the treasure that I want you guys to look for this week, all right? Matthew chapter 13, and you guys find and tell me, there's even the word treasure in Matthew chapter 13. You gonna take a look at that for me this week? Great, thanks so much for coming up.